Well, we're all familiar with the oil spill, which continues in the Gulf of Mexico, and because of this, USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service has announced they will work with farmers, ranchers, aquaculturists, non-industrial foresters, and other landowners to develop and enhance habitat for birds making their annual migration south towards the Gulf of Mexico. Florida State conservationist Carlos Suarez says under the Migratory Bird Habitat Initiative, or MBHI, NRCS will partner with producers to manage portions of their land to provide additional food and habitat for migrating birds.
NRCS and the states in the Gulf region have embarked on a Migratory Bird Habitat Initiative. And this initiative is composed of providing financial assistance through our Environmental Quality Incentive Program and our Wildlife Habitat Incentive Program to provide financial assistance to those producers in the Gulf region and also in the migratory pathway of the migratory birds.
Now, there are eight states involved in this initiative, as along with Florida are Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, and Missouri. Suarez estimates there will be $200,000 available for the initiative here in Florida.
And provide assistance to those producers with conservation practices to enhance the habitat for those migratory birds that will be affected by the oil spill.
He said more than 50 million migratory birds traveling south in coming months will instinctively head towards the marshes and coastlands of the northern Gulf of Mexico, including Florida. And with some marshes and shorelines in Florida already degraded and the potential for larger scale oil impacts in the coming months, he said it's essential that we provide inland and coastal food, water, and cover for migratory birds before they reach the oil-impacted areas. Now, the sign-up for the initiative is underway and will run until August 1st, so interested producers should contact their local NRCS office for more information. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.